See, the difference with me, when I do what I'm doing, but I'm doing it like I'm doing it for TV.
Oh, yes. Yes. Rise and shine, rise and grind, on air with Sir in the building, man. And right now I got my special, special guest, Arlena Rose is in the building.
Hey.
She is the author of How I Got Here, My Holistic Healing Journey. I read this book all morning today, Darlena. I just want you to know that.
I'm so glad.
And I woke up. I wake up every morning at 5 a.m.
Yes.
And I had written down inside of my highly performance planner, because I perform highly, right?
Yes.
It said, read the book.
Read the book.
Read the book.
Read the book.
And I was like, yo, I got this interview. I got to read this book. And then I read this book. Whew. That's a lot.
It's a
First off, yeah, I had to turn the music down for this. First off, I'm just going to hop into just a couple things before
yes.
we like really talk. So your ex-husband,
yes,
that you was not feeling anymore,
no,
ended up having cancer,
yes,
and you went back
yes.
to heal him,
yes,
and moved back in,
yes,
and left your home after you just got yourself together,
yes.
Woo! Man, oh man, that sounds like some love on purpose.
Absolutely love on purpose.
All right, listen, let's hop into it real quick. Tell everybody a little bit about your book. Let them know what to expect this morning.
So what to expect is the unexpected. Mm. You know, forgiveness after betrayal, forgiveness after love lost, forgiveness after somebody that you love said that they no longer love you.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's heavy. It's heavy.
I feel like I got a lot of those things that you said.
Yes.
And I feel like I need to forgive more. Now, I'm yes. already Mr. Love on purpose.
Yes.
Okay? And I feel like, you know, I did a lot of work
yes.
on myself.
Absolutely.
But after I read your book,
you need
I realized
more.
I got some more work to do. You know what I'm saying? I got a little bit more work to do. Okay? Okay. So, I'm good on when somebody doesn't love me back.
Yes.
You know, because I don't love to be loved back, you
yes.
know? I'm good on that. But I think, and I'm just keeping it real. I'm just keeping
yes.
it real.
Yes, you should.
And like 2 or 3 relationships ago, I got left for another guy.
Yes.
And it hurt. I think I still feel that pain today.
Yeah.
And I feel like I didn't let it go.
Yes.
But I don't, I feel like I did, but then I feel like I didn't.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, you didn't.
Right. What do I do to let that go so I don't take that into other relationships, right?
Absolutely, we do. We go into our next relationships, what I call our victim bags.
Mm.
And our victim bags, they change.
Mm.
You know, when we were younger, they're like, you know, our regular Marshall's bag, our, you know, our gallery bag. But we get older and our bags turn into Gucci and Louis Vuitton, and now they're more fancy, but they still bags.
Mm.
And so what we have to do is we have to do that emotional work. And, you know, part of how my work has developed since I've written the book is I'm now an emotion code practitioner.
Mm.
And as a practitioner, I can help you find those emotions. And the exact year that they were placed in your body, the exact age, and then using the governing meridians in your body and magnetic therapy, I can pull them out forever.
Stop playing. Stop playing.
You ready? You ready?
Girl, are you single? Are you single?
I am.
How can you be single and you out here healing people? I'm like, oh my God, marry me. Marry me. Marry me. Wow.
Yes.
Okay. So I lost my dad about 2 years ago.
Yes.
Still feeling that.
Absolutely.
And I talk to people that lost their parents.
Me.
And they're like, yo, you know, it's nothing I could tell you.
It's,
you know,
It's a different process for every person. I can tell you, I lost my dad in 2013. And when I tell you, my dad was the closest person to me in life.
Mm.
He was the person I spoke to first thing in the morning, and the person I spoke to last thing at night. Whenever my life changed in any way, I spoke to my father. Even when my ex-husband asked for a divorce, I called my father. And I called my dad crying my eyes out, and this is what he did. He belly rolls. So I'm like, Dad, it's not funny. He's like, baby, you gonna be all right. He said, but that boy ain't gonna be all right. And he don't want that. He think he want that. And so in losing him, I know what he would say about everything. I could extrapolate the laughs, the scoldings, the everything. And so what you have to do when you lose a parent, you just have to hold on to that. Because the days are going to come up when they're not good days.
Mm.
That never goes away.
Father's Day, yes. Mother's Day,
yes.
Thanksgiving,
yes.
Christmas. Yo, yes. Holidays used to be the thing back in the day.
Yes.
It used to be like, oh, I can't wait.
No.
Now it's like, oh, no, I can wait. I can skip. I can skip it.
But you know
That's
what?
That's crazy.
You just want to know that it never goes away, but it does become tolerable. You know, I just lost my mom last month.
What?
Last month.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, you know, she the same. Like, my mom, when my dad passed, my mom was so strong. Like, my mom and dad been together since they were 15 and 17. This is what my mother said. One, he wouldn't have left us if he had a choice. Two, we're going to be okay. And three, we just have to find a new normal.
Mm.
I'm looking at her like, what? Like my father was literally laid out on the floor in front of all of us, and this is what my mother is saying out of her mouth.
Yo, it's crazy because when my dad passed away, he was laying on the floor. You know, and it was so you don't have either one of your parents now, so you really by yourself.
I'm really by myself.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's heavy. Some days it's rough.
Whoa.
Some days when my mom first passed, I felt like an orphan. I felt like the motherless, the fatherless, like all of that. And then I had to remember, you know, there's so much gratitude in the fact that my mom and my dad, I had the most of my life. I turned 55 this year.
Oh, congratulations.
So I had my mom up until 55.
Hey.
I had my dad in my 40s. So I know how they feel.
That's a full life.
Yes, they know my children.
Yeah.
They know my grandchildren.
Vibes.
So I can have gratitude in that. I know friends who lost their parents at 15. I know friends that lost their parents at 5.
Yeah.
So I had them my whole life.
Same.
So there's so much gratitude in it.
Mm, gratitude is always the best attitude, man. We come back, we got more. Don't go nowhere. It's the Rise and Shine, Rise and Grind Morning Show, baby. Only, I like saying that, only on OnAirWithSir.com, baby. Let's go.
Yes.
See, the difference with me, when I do what I'm doing, but I'm doing it like I'm doing it for TV.
We're now listening live to On Air with Sir. On Air with Sir, it's the Rise and Shine, Rise and Grind Morning Show only. I'm going to get a big shirt to say only on OnAirWithSir.com. No shade, but I am happy to be doing my own thing.
Yes.
Oh my God. Guess what? Darlena Rose, guess what?
Yes.
You are the first interview that I've done after resigning from 103.9.
Whoa, that's heavy.
You didn't even know that I resigned, did you?
I did.
You just found out, right?
I just found out.
See, yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Everybody says that. I'm proud of you.
Because
that is so funny.
It's bravery.
It is. And it was hard. And I cried.
Yeah.
I cried afterwards.
Absolutely.
Like, I literally was like,
yeah.
I'm putting in my 2 weeks. And it was like, okay, all right, cool. You sure? You know, the whole nine. You know, I was like, yeah. And it was like, all right, cool. You know, good luck. Da da da. We love you. You know, all this stuff. And then I hung up. And I was like, oh, no.
What did I do? Yeah, that happened to me.
And then I said, I should have been did that.
Yes. Security, like you letting go of your security blanket.
Yes.
But once
it
listen.
Yo, because I realized this. When I wake up in the morning, like, no, I'm just being honest. I'm being real. I'm being transparent.
Yes.
I'm comfortable.
Yep.
And you know, people look at different things different ways, but like radio, like being on FM radio in a major city is like going to the NFL. It's like the major leagues of like, what else can you do, you know?
Yes.
Besides going to TV, but that's a whole nother industry, right?
Yes.
So, you know, for me, it was like, yo, I really just walked away from being on the radio in Philadelphia.
From the NFL.
From the NFL?
You walked away.
From all the millions of people listening? But it was like, yeah, and you know, it is amazing because a lot of people followed me over and they're listening to OnAirWithSir.com now. So that's awesome.
Guess what?
Darlena Rose, it's time to talk about this book. That's right. How I Got Here, The Holistic Healing Journey.
Yes.
All right. So let's hop into the book from the beginning a little bit. Let's talk about
your health,
yes,
and your healing, and yes, what you had to do.
Okay.
Tell everybody what happened in your life.
So I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. That's not anything that anybody else in my family had. My mom said, did you like make that up?
That's crazy.
And you know, for 2 years I did everything the doctor said. I took all their medicines, I did all their testings, everything.
Now tell us how many, like, all right, now, because all right, I'm reading the book. There's a lot of stuff that you're going through.
Yes.
From what the doctors told you.
Yes.
Tell us all of the different meds, all of the different things they had you doing.
It was so much medication. Cozar, some of those names.
Can't even say them.
No. And the side effects.
And the okay, so hold on. So look at this real quick. These are the side effects in her book. Okay? She put a list. Yes. And she let it go on for pages.
Yes.
She said, no, I need y'all to see this. These are all the side effects for this one medication she was taking.
Yes.
What in the world? No!
Crazy. And, you know, I still was sick. Like, I'm taking all this medicine and I can't walk a flight of steps. Like, I get winded. I got to stay upstairs. If I go upstairs, if I come downstairs, I got to stay downstairs.
You thought you was going to die?
I thought
really?
I was going to die.
What type of thought process is that? Oh, my Lord.
I was like, I got
grandkids.
I got, you know,
wow.
My heart is bad. And, you know, when they said, you going to need a heart transplant.
What?
I'm like, I start thinking about God a lot then, because I'm thinking, your heart is your life center. It's where your love comes from. Why would I take that out? I said, I can't take my heart out. I said, I couldn't think of anybody who lived 5 years past taking their heart out.
Taking your heart out?
What
in the world?
I said, no, I can't do it. I said, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die with my own heart in my chest. That's what I said. I said, I'm keeping my heart in.
If I'm going to die, I got to go with my heart. My own heart.
My own heart.
My own heart.
Yes, no one else's. And so one of my friends came over and she saw how bad I looked. My color wasn't right. You know, I wasn't really moving around, talking kind of slow. And she was like, listen, you have to take control of your own health care. These doctors are going to kill you. And I'm like, I know. And so she said, did you ever see The Secret? I'm like, no. You should watch The Secret.
All right, now wait. What year was this?
2003.
Okay, wow. Okay, got you.
And so I didn't see The Secret like right away because I was like, what is she talking about? She crazy. Like, I don't know what she's talking about.
Some magic stuff.
But I'm Christian. I believe in Jesus. Like, get out of here. And so eventually I did see it. And I'm looking at these people healing themselves with their thoughts. This lady got breast cancer. She walking around talking about thank you for my healing, drinking tea. And I'm like, gotta be some more to this. And so then my mom tells me about this lady who I should call. So I call this lady. She said, oh, yeah, come with me and I'll take you down to see Dr. Wyatt. Dr. Wyatt was at 40th and Market right here in Philadelphia. And I went there. I didn't see him. He wasn't there that day. But I met this guy who he trained named Diego. So as soon as I walked in, Diego says, oh. And he does like this. He said, whoa.
He
put his hands.
Hands around you. Around your head and the side of your body.
Oh, he said, that's male stress. That's your husband. And then he said, ooh, that's more male stress. That's your son. And then he said, tell me about your heart. And I'm like, oh.
Wait, hold on.
I stopped him.
Wait, hold on. He didn't know anything about the heart.
No.
Oh.
I stopped him. I literally did like this.
I
put the X up.
He said, Jesus.
I said,
Jesus.
What are you doing? I'm a Christian. I do not believe in voodoo. And he said, no, ma'am, no. This is kinesiology. This is your body's energy. Your body is telling you what's wrong. And then he said, tell me about your heart. Then he said, you lactose intolerant? What happened to your hip? Did you hurt your knee?
Wait, wait, wait. This is all from him just going
just put,
around.
Yes,
you,
just put.
You lying. You lying.
I wish I was
lying.
I
so wish he just went like this.
So he had one hand was doing that, and the other hand was back here, and it was doing like this. It was flicking. His finger was flicking. Like, so he's pulling his energy, right?
Oh.
And so it was so weird.
On some kung fu stuff.
Yes. Yep. All that. And you know when they do kung fu, that's what they're doing.
Right. That's what they're
messing with
energy.
Your energy. Yes.
I seen this video of this kung fu master. Right. Every time somebody would try to like come and like strike him, he would do something and nothing would touch them, but they would just be like they would fall out because it's so crazy.
It's energy. It's real.
It's real.
It's very real.
Wow.
So everything he said was on point.
Mm.
And so he said, "You're going to be fine."
Mm.
And I'm like, "Really?
Hey, yo, can you take me to him for my heart?"
They are no longer there.
Of course. Of course, they was only there. Of course, it was only there for you.
However, there are other doctors here in this area that I could refer you to.
Nice, nice. Okay.
So he gave me 19 herbs that day.
19 herbs.
19 different herbs.
So what does herbs look like when they give 19 of them?
So they were in tablets. They were in liquid. They were just all different.
Powders, just different things. Okay.
And so he gave me 19 of them. He gave me how I should take them. He wrote it out on a legal pad. Was nothing special. He told me to exercise for 15 minutes a day, whether that was walk up and down my steps. I'm like, how am I going to do that? Because I can't breathe going up and down the steps, but okay. And then he said to drink 8 glasses of water and I would live a long time. So 5 months to the day that I started that, my heart was healed.
What? All right, now hold on. Let's take a step back.
Yes.
Let's take a step back.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
When you went the first time, you had proof that something was wrong with your heart, or was it just the word of the doctor?
No,
so they
I had
showed
proof.
You like charts, tests and everything.
Stress test, the whole night, all of it was in
okay,
my right now to this day. I have a hard time getting health insurance because that is a pre-existing condition. Although there is no more proof of it, it's still on my record and I can't remove it.
Whoa.
So because of it, it says congestive heart failure everywhere. I applied for Affordable Care Act, and Blue Cross Blue Shield denied me because I had listed congestive heart failure. Wherever they find stuff at, they found it.
Wow.
And so that's what happened. And so when I started doing this stuff, I started not taking my medicine. Now, I don't tell people that they should do that, but I stopped taking the heart medicine.
Gotcha.
And just kept doing the herbs, and I changed my diet to all natural and organic. I still was eating meat and stuff back then, but I just made it good sourced meat.
All right, now hold on, because I read something in your book.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. You just said that you changed your diet. You was drinking the water.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was something I read in your book that was so interesting.
Good sourced.
And it just left my mind. All right, but continue.
Okay, so I did all that, and then 5 months later, I go to my sister's job, and I tell my sister, I haven't been taking my medicine.
Right.
But I feel good.
Right.
She said, you got to go to the doctor. You almost died. Like, you can't do that. I said, I'm fine. She was like, if you don't go to the doctor, I'm telling mommy. I said, don't tell mommy.
Call my mom?
She said, I'm telling mommy. Look, we both grown. Our mom. She going to tell me.
Our mom?
So I go to the doctor, my regular primary care. Soon as I walk in and I tell him I've been off my meds for 5 months, he runs in the back, tells the girl, give her this medicine. She needs to take it right now. She needs to take it right now. And I'm like, I feel better than I have in 20 years. I'm not taking nothing. And so he said, that's okay. So he calls my husband. He called my husband and he said, listen, I need you to get to my office right now. Your wife is not listening and this is a problem. Her heart is not good. And so he comes running.
Oh God.
And so he gets there and he said, what's the problem? I said, I feel fine. I didn't tell anybody what I was doing.
Oh.
So they didn't know.
He didn't know either?
He didn't know either.
Wait, your husband didn't know you was on 19 herbs and you went to go see an energy jock doctor and he was waving around your arms?
He saw me doing stuff, but you know, he was those ones. He's a workaholic, so he's not really paying me no attention. We got little kids.
Gotcha.
You're not paying me no mind. So he was like, well, why would you not be taking your medicine? I said, listen, I'm good for real. And so he said, listen, if you're not going to take the medicine, then you need to go see the cardiologist right now. That's the only way I'm going to feel confident. This is what my doctor says. So I'm like, all right, I'll go see the cardiologist. So he calls somebody on the phone, gets me over to see this doctor. So I get over there, me and my husband, we sitting there, and he had me come back. He's never been my doctor before. This is a new doctor. He doesn't know me. So he's testing me, and he's like, you don't seem to be any distress. He said, you seem fine. And he said, what are they saying you have? I said, they say I have congestive heart failure. He said, well, I'm not seeing any signs of that right now. He said, but let me run some tests. And he said, I just need you to be open to taking medication if you need to once we run these tests. And I'm thinking, I'm open, but in my mind, I'm like, I'm not taking nothing. I'm good. Right. And so for 3 weeks, he runs all kinds of tests, cardiac catheterization, stress tests, all this stuff. And I had good insurance then. Mm. And so when I came back, he had all these papers. He had this, my heart on the monitor in the 3D thing, and he's spinning it around and stuff. He said, I don't know what they told you had, but I can't find none of that.
Wow. And this is what I was going to say earlier. You said in your book that you had to take medicine for another medicine?
Yes.
What in the five senses is that about? How you going to give me medicine for the first medicine you gave me?
Yes. I have one of the side effects on one of the drugs was a cough. And it wasn't like a nasty.
I'm old dying. Man cough.
Yes. And people used to be like,
Corona?
So I thought that I was catching a cold.
Got you.
So I go to the doctor and I say, you know, I think I'm coming down with something. I got this cold. And the doctor, she chuckles. She was like, oh, no, Darlena. That's a side effect for the medicine. But it's okay. I'll give you something for that. And I'm like, hold on, pause. You want to give me a medicine for my medicine? Why can't we just change the medicine? They so used to people just accepting what
just
the doctor said,
okay.
Just saying okay. But what? I wasn't from that school.
What?
Like, no, that don't make sense. I don't. And I think that's what people need to realize. When something does not sit well with you, you must speak up. That is your intuition. Mm. We are connected, mind, body, and soul. So your body is telling you, no, we don't want to do that. So don't do it. If your intuition is telling you different, like the right type of therapy for you, whatever you need, it will sit well with you. It will sit well with your soul. It will sit well with your intuition. So you'll know that it's the right thing to do. So when the doctors are telling you stuff, if it don't sound right, don't feel right, because it ain't right.
When we come back, we got more. Don't go nowhere. On Air with Sir in the Building, man. Darlena Rose is here, and we are having an amazing time. Gratitude is the best attitude. Don't forget to say three things you're grateful for this morning, and also don't forget to have your water. Make sure you drink that water, okay? All right? And yeah, man. Good vibes only, all right? I'll be back in 5 minutes. It's On Air with Sir. And yeah, only on onairwithsir.com. I was about to say it's hip-hop.
Amazing.
See, the difference with me, when I do what I'm doing, but I'm doing it like I'm doing it for TV.
We're now listening live to On Air with Sir.
On Air with Sir in the Building, Rise and Shine, Rise and Grind, Philadelphia. How you feeling, Philly, Philly, Philly? Man, Philly is looking amazing. A lot of new, developments and areas and things like that. And I know some people are not okay with it. You know, property value going up, things happening. I understand that. I know the politics of it all, but the city is starting to look a lot better. I can say that. All right, look, we got a special guest in the building. Author. That's right. Author. Darlena Rose is here, everybody.
Darlena. Hey.
All right. So check it out, man. I was checking out your book today. How I Got Here, My Holistic Healing Journey. I found out that you have 9 brothers and sisters.
Yes.
9 brothers and sisters.
Yes.
So it's 10 of y'all together.
It's actually 9 total. So
okay,
it's 9 of us total.
Got you.
So 4 girls okay. And 5 boys.
Got you. Wow. Yes. Did y'all all grow up in the same house?
Same house, same Get mother.
You, right? You serious?
Same father.
You serious?
Yes. Yes.
What was that like? Like forever? Like the whole
forever,
time?
Forever. The whole time.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
The whole time. My mom and dad got married at 15 and 17, and they had all of us together, and we went to school Sheesh. Together. I fought a lot.
Really?
I fought a lot because I was next to the oldest.
You look like a fighter.
I had to.
You look like a fighter.
I
had
to.
You look like somebody that's fighting the jungle.
We was born and raised in 20th and Clearfield. I had to fight. Listen, the Martin kids, you mess with one, you mess with all of them, so they know that was what it was going to be. You mess with the younger ones, the big ones is coming. Mm. I was one of the big ones.
So I got a question. So after you watched The Secret, because The Secret was like the beginning of you, you know, starting to learn about your thoughts and how your thoughts control your body and things like that. What did you think immediately after watching it? Like, I know when I watched it the first time, I was lost. I feel like I didn't get like the how-to.
Yeah.
You just told me like about the results, but not like how to get to the results.
Yeah.
But what were you thinking? Because I know we're all at different points in our life, right? And we all interpret things differently.
Absolutely.
So when you finished watching The Secret, how did you feel?
I felt hopeful. I felt like, wow, God is showing me a way.
Another way.
Another way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Word.
And I immediately started to research the teachers that were speaking. Lisa Nichols, Jack Canfield.
I love them all.
You know, I went, Bob Proctor.
Bob.
Yes. Yes, Bob. Right?
I love Bob.
Yes, love Bob. And then, oh my God, he just jumped out. John Assaraf. You know, John Assaraf's story is amazing. You know, he found his house and had a back picture of it and eventually bought the house.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, all of them. So I just started to read more what they were talking about. And, you know, now, you know, at this point in my life, I'm really a mesh of all of them, including Tony Robbins and Oprah and Dr. Phil and Ayama, you know, Van Zandt. Like, all of them helped me to transition my life. You know, I started this whole women's community because when my divorce happened, I was just like, okay, now what? I was married for 26 years. We supposed to be together forever. What
and you
mean?
Don't know nothing else I don't outside know, of that. No, and your parents was together forever.
Ever. Yes. So that's all I saw. My aunt's the same. But my ex-husband didn't come from that.
Wow.
He didn't come from that. And so, you know, somebody told him that, you know, he wasted his whole childhood and, you know, he was never a bachelor and all that. So he wanted to go and do that. And he did. He just wasn't counting on getting sick after that.
Right. That's crazy, man.
Yep.
That's crazy. I feel like that sometimes myself. But yeah, that is what it is. Listen. Yeah. Before we go, because we do have to go soon, right?
Yes.
Tell everybody about your book, how to get your book, and how to find you online.
Okay, so I'm Darlana Rose everywhere. D-A-R-L-A-I-N-A, and then Rose Like the Flower everywhere on social media, DarlanaRose.com. You can get my book there. You know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Darlana Rose everywhere. You'll be able to find me.
All right, now check this out. At the in the middle of your book, you have the 10 things you have to do for better health.
Yes.
Do you want to tell people the 10 things?
Sure, I'll tell them.
All right, let's go.
10 things you must do. Drink your water.
Drink that water.
At least 8 glasses per day. Sleep more. You need to sleep. Exercise 15 minutes a day to start. Just walk around the block.
Walk
up
around
and down
the block.
Your steps, right?
Yes, yes.
Practice gratitude.
Gratitude is the best attitude.
Yes. Write it down what you're grateful for, right? Mm. Add some sea salt to your water. That will help with the absorption. It will also make the water more alkaline to alkalinize the body. Eat more green leafy vegetables, kale, chard, spinach.
Now, does it matter if it's cooked? Because I know in your book you was talking about raw food.
Yes. So cooked. So you want to make it al dente. Once stuff starts to lose its color.
Al dente?
Al dente means
what does that
just
mean?
A little crispy.
Okay. Gotcha.
It means it's still green. You ever notice you go to the Chinese store, the broccoli is really, really green because they steam it just right. But the broccoli at your house be brown.
Well, not at my house, but I understand.
Yes.
Yeah, I get you.
You cook it too far.
I got you.
People cook it too long.
Got you,
right?
Got you.
So you want to keep all your... You should be eating the rainbow. If my food don't look happy, I don't eat it. It must look happy. Because if your food is sad, you sad.
Happy food, happy life.
Happy food, happy
life.
Hey,
man, make sure you eat life, not death.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, you can't heal a living body with dead food.
That part.
And if you want some candy, eat dark chocolate at least 70%. It's good for you. It's good for your blood. It's good for your heart.
Now, I read something in the book. Hold on. Can I see this for a second? About chocolate. It was about one of your friends asked you to help heal them. and you told him not to eat chocolate because it has something to do.
Right.
Okay. Can you tell us about that?
My sister.
What was that about again?
My sister has a disease called myasthenia gravis. It affects her blood. My sister. And so she was in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And they were trying to, you know, get her blood level up. My whole family, they're all Jehovah's Witnesses, so nobody takes blood. So they wanted to give her blood, and she was just, like, refusing it. And they're like, listen, you're in trouble. And so I go home. I do a little bit of research about what builds the blood and what stops the iron absorption and all that. Long story short, we found out the foods that detract from the body absorbing iron and building the hemoglobin, and then what does. So I went to the hospital. She was in Hahnemann at the time. Bought her blackstrap molasses.
Right.
Told her to take 2 tablespoons of that.
Right.
Twice a day.
Right.
And I told her, I gave her a list of things she could eat and things she couldn't. And so one of the things that stops iron absorption is chocolate, caffeine, tomatoes, and almonds. And when I got to her hospital bed,
I eat all of that.
It's okay if you're not in that space.
Right. I feel you.
And so on her dinner plate was a big hunk of chocolate cake, a cup of coffee, tomato salad. And somebody gave her a big can of almonds. So of course you've been here 30 days because everything that you're eating is not helping you to get better. So once I gave her the list and she switched everything out and started taking that, in 2 days her hemoglobin went from a 6 to a 12.
Oh No Sister on page 39. Make sure you get the book, man. It's called How I Got Here, My Holistic Healing Journey.
Yes.
What a beautiful read. All right, before you go, three things you're grateful for today. Darlene Rose, three things
I'm grateful for is breath and life today. I am grateful for my family being able to show up for them. And I'm grateful that God has given me this platform for my life. Everything that I've experienced is not for me, but it is now for all of the lives that I now get to touch, the nation of people that's assigned to me. So I am grateful for the life I get to live.
Girl, I'm telling you. That's right. Rub your hands together.
Yes, that was good. It's good.
All right. Now, three things that... that are funny to be grateful for.
I get to drive this amazing car. I thought that when I bought this car this year that I was gonna just get me a nice convertible, but I have found out that my car has more horsepower than most cars, and that every time I pull up in it, these men just stop. So that is so funny to me because they're like, oh, you know, that's a powerful car for a girl. So that's funny.
Okay, that's one.
And then, let's see. I am grateful for, I just got this amazing chandelier in my house. And it took me 3 hours to put on each crystal. Grateful for, because I'm a blingy girl. And it was just so funny. I was laughing at myself because I was like, are you really about to do this? I'm really about to do this. And I think I'm going to make it like an editorial because it is about patience, you know, for the things that we really want. And the last thing, I'm funny, grateful. My 6-year-old granddaughter and I, we just did this tribal picture. We've been doing this queen and princess chat for the last.
I seen it.
Right. And so we just did that. And it was just so amazing. And she just saw herself and she's like, Mama, I'm really beautiful. Listen, we have to make sure that our children see that's the right dope. Images yeah, of dope. Themselves. She is not Elsa.
Yeah, that's dope.
She's not.
That's dope. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, make sure you hit me up on the gram right now at On Air with Sir Man. Three things you're grateful for.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming by the show.
Appreciate you.
All right. We still rocking out this morning. That's right. The Rise and Shine, Rise and Grind morning show only on OnAirWithSir.com.
Nice.